This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday, folks. If you didn't listen to last week's show, the July 4th show, please do. This is kind of a little, shall we say, birthday present. A birthday present for all of us Americans. It was about solutions. I think you'll find it uplifting. I think you'll maybe like some of the ideas that I propose on some of the major problems facing this country. Immigration, tax, economy, military, national security, even constitutional amendments, because we need some amendments. You know, things like term limits, things like laws that once passed, everybody gets to live by. That includes the president and the Congress. So please do listen to it. Had a huge response. Lots of folks listened. Probably more response to that show than any I've done in the last several months. Also, I want to remind you, if you go back in the archives, people in the news right now are people I've interviewed. Dinesh D'Souza, you know, he has the movie out 2016. Go back in the archives, listen to my interview with him. Ed Klein, who just came out with the book about the real rapport, or should we say lack of rapport, between the Clintons and the Obamas. Also interviewed him, and a host of other national figures, too. And I'm going to refer you back to a couple of my older shows in the archives during this show, particularly the show, there were two, actually, that I did on Obama's czars. If you remember, in 2008, he kept repeating, judge me by who I associate with. Well, you know, Bill Ayers, Jeremiah Wright, but more importantly, who he's put into place. If you go back 2 months, I did a show about people are policy. You cannot enact your policies when you're an executive, no matter what kind of executive you are, and I'm sure we all have our opinion of Barack Obama and his minions. But you cannot enact your policies unless you have people in place who believe like you do, who are willing to enact them. And that's what he's done. It's almost a shadow government. You know, it is literally maybe 2 to 3% of the mentality of this country. A tiny percentage that it now controls the federal government and all the agencies in the federal government, from Department of Homeland Security to the EPA. I think you've probably heard about the EPA's grab for your private property rights. Along the lines of Agenda 21, I have a bunch of shows on that too. My Coast to Coast show was on that. Basically, the EPA wants to regulate all water. And when I say all water, I'm talking about water that comes off the roof of your house in a rainstorm. Not only that, they placed in the Federal Register last week a regulation, which of course is completely illegal, unconstitutional, they don't have the authority. But nonetheless, it's in the Federal Register that, I'm not making this up, it's, although it'd be a good horror show. If they decide subjectively that you are breaching one of their foggy rules, including anything to do with water under that proposed rule, i.e. they don't like the runoff off your roof, or there's sand silting down your driveway, without any court hearing, without any administrative process whatsoever, they can garnish your wages. They can seize your assets. I'm not making this up. Now, obviously, that's going to be thrown out, but think of all the poor people who are going to be caught up in the meantime. And it's not going to be thrown out unless you raise holy hell. So I would suggest that at the end of this show, you pick up a pen and paper, and you jot down, even if it's two sentences, a note to your congressional representative and your senator. Now, if your congressional representative or your senator happens to be Democratic, don't expect a lot of help. Because one of the things we're going to be talking about today is the smokescreen that the Democrats unanimously throw up around their poor decisions, their voting record, and Barack Obama and his shadow government, not to mention Valerie Jarrett, his consigliere. I think when the truth becomes known, you might find out that Valerie Jarrett is less an advisor and more of a handler, if you know what that means in espionage terms. But that is yet another tale we'll explore in another show. Let's talk about, these are all linked. Let's talk about immigration to begin with. You know, there's this one of the smoke screens that's going on right now is immigration. It's a huge problem. It could undermine this country. It could dissolve its sovereignty. It could forever alter the voting landscape, which, of course, is what the progressives want. Did you know that back in January, Department of Homeland Security actually put out bids for private contractors to handle 65,000 unaccompanied minors? Now, Department of Homeland Security answers to the president. Yet the president told us in May, when all this started coming down at the border, that he didn't know anything about it. I think that we have all agreed that, and I think the latest poll is 64% of the country believes that Barack Obama lies often, and another 14 to 18% believes he lies some of the time on material matters. It's close to 80% of the country that thinks their president lies to them regularly. Except it's not just him, it's all the Democrats with him. And that includes Udo down there in Colorado. You Colorado folks who are listening. You know, these people, on one hand, they endorse this president. They stand up with him. Hickenlooper, another one. Hickenlooper, the governor in Colorado. They stand up with Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, and they bask in his glory and his sunshine, and they extol his virtues, and they vote, you know, 99.9% of the time for his stuff. And then suddenly they change their tunes here 4 months before their election. And they didn't want to be seen with him. Not that he wanted to be seen with them. He was busy playing pool while the world was disintegrating around his ears. Around our ears, I might say. Because he doesn't really care. You do understand that, right? He really doesn't care about the veterans, about the military, about the security of your family, the finances of your family. He doesn't care. He has a mission. He has an agenda. He has an ideology. I get so sick of people on the mainstream media who are just now starting to catch on. I get so sick of them saying, oh, he's incompetent. He's inept. He's this. He's that. No, he's not. I've been saying this for years. I was saying it before he was elected. The guy is brilliant. And he has surrounded himself with a brilliant clan of progressives spelled communists, totalitarians. If you don't think that EPA rule is totalitarian, if you don't think the IRS coming down on conservatives is totalitarian, if you don't think selective enforcement of the laws, your cronies get the skate and people you don't like get hammered, is totalitarian, then get out of Webster's dictionary and look up the word. I digress. Did you know that shortly after that memo went out looking for contractors to handle the unaccompanied minors that 5 months later they said they didn't know about, they brought in a gal who's kind of the White House liaison with Department of Homeland Security. I mean, her job's kind of foggy. She's kind of the immigration czar, although doesn't have that title. And do you know what she did before she was latched onto the White House? This is like right after the January study. She was one of the top cheeses in La Raza. Do you know what La Raza is? La Raza is an ultra-radical immigration group, pro-immigration group, who believes that the United States stole Mexican territory. We're talking about New Mexico, Arizona, parts of Colorado, California, and Nevada, from Mexico. And they believe that this should all go back to Mexico. That's really Mexican lands. You've heard about all this stuff, the Cinco de Mayo things in the schools down there in the Southwest, etc. This is all part of the program, folks. So he hires this gal a month after the study. Hundreds of millions of dollars have now been diverted to, you know, ultra-left immigration groups who are yelling and screaming about this humanitarian crisis. This is not a humanitarian crisis, guys and gals. This is an immigration crisis. It's a sovereignty crisis, and as we're going to discuss in just a moment, it's a huge, huge security crisis. It's not a humanitarian crisis. I'm sick of hearing that. You're telling me that we spend money to transport these people by planes, that he wants $3.7 billion to hire lawyers for them at taxpayer expense, feed them, clothe them, put them up. Did you know that his cronies are getting $6,000 a month? $6,000 a month for providing housing? How do you like your tax dollars going there? In the meantime, kids, your kids, my kids, everybody's kids, particularly kids in the inner cities like Chicago, which is falling apart, they can't get funding, they can't get vouchers for charter schools. These illegal aliens, no, they're not undocumented workers, these illegal aliens who were brought up here, and this will come out, I talked about this several shows ago, trust me on this. All the papers and radio stations in Central America did not simultaneously come up with the exact same story and storyline at the exact same time, beginning 6 months ago, kind of right in concert with that DHS study, you know, saying, hey, go to Los Estados Unidos. You'll be free. They'll take care of you. That was planted. That was planted by this administration. You mark my words, that will come out. So this security crisis at our border, this immigration and sovereignty crisis at our border, is on purpose, planned, orchestrated. And it's going to have dire consequences for us, as we're going to discuss. I have a bunch of videos in the articles below. Definitely read the immigration section and read the scandal section, because they're all kind of tied in. And then read the terror section, because that's tied in too. Those three sections of articles, and there's a lot of them, from all different sources, with perspectives and viewpoints and facts that you just aren't hearing on the mainstream media. Read those. Sean Hannity did one of his best shows he ever did. I don't know. I don't care whether you like Sean or you don't, but he did an investigative report, flew around the border, went up and down the Rio Grande in the state of Texas, armed boat with Governor Perry, and then interviewed a bunch of different people from all walks of life and from all aisles, and private people were affected by this mess at the border. And he did a bang-up job. Part of that video is below. There's a bunch of videos this week. Listen to them. You know, you'll find them highly instructive. But as part of the video, he interviews people who are actually on the border patrol, you know, and the folks who kind of run the Border of Control Association. And what's happening is there's a lot of OTMs. That's other than Mexicans crossing the border. And I'm not talking about these kids, quote unquote, from 6 years old to 18, that's no longer a kid, coming up, quote unquote, unaccompanied, as orchestrated by this administration and their La Raza gal. And they're from Pakistan, and they're from Egypt, and they're from Jordan, and they're from Libya. Listen to it. listen to the testimony of the people on the border, the guys who are charged with protecting us and now have their hands tied. In other words, a porous border is now a sieve. A border that was porous with 100% manpower, at least such that it is, a border patrol, is now down to 30%. The other 70% are babysitting, more and more prescient. And in the meantime, we have a president who on one hand says he doesn't want to go to the border because it's not a photo op, who takes a photo op playing pool in Denver, all by himself, since all of his Democratic cronies are more interested in elections than in their constituents and the sanctity of the United States. I mean, the irony is really quite incredible. And of course, our dauntless president spending more of our money. Did you know the budget for the White House last year was $1.4 billion? That's $1.4 billion. That's a lot of household expenses, isn't it? But our president, while the world kind of crumbles all around us, a lot of it obscured by the fog of the current event, and there seems to be a scandalous current event like every day, he's planning a nice 2-week vacation at our expense on Martha's Vineyard beginning in August. Cool. Great job. But you see, he thinks he's doing a great job because what he's doing is the job he wants to do. Do we all understand that? This is not inept. This is not incompetent. It's on purpose. You take what's happening at the border. You take the testimony of the Border Patrol agents on these OTMs, including many from the Middle East. You combine that with the promises by the Islamic State, ISIS, to bring the war home here to America. Al-Qaeda's promise to do the same. The bitterness, the rank bitterness and anger of the five key Taliban leaders that were released by Barack Obama and Eric Holder in return for a deserter, Bergdahl. You don't think these guys all know each other? Really? And then you take that knowledge, these are facts, and you stack it up against the administration telling us they don't pose a threat. I think Obama called them JVs. Yeah, JVs. They don't pose a threat, no problem, you know, yada, yada, yada. If they get out of hand, we'll just go drone them, whatever. You know, even Chucky Hagel, our, you know, really, our sail without a wind Secretary of Defense, even he broke ranks with the administration this last week and said ISIS is an imminent threat, this exact words, an imminent threat to the United States, and he was talking about the homeland. You combine this border that was porous, that is now a sieve, with the promises by these ISIS and Al-Qaeda folks who are quite competent and quite driven and mission-oriented. And then you plug in, and this was kind of buried right away by the press and by the White House and by the administration, all poo-pooed, that ISIS got their hands on 88 pounds, that's 88 pounds, of enriched uranium from Mosul University. Now, I talked about this several months ago. The mainstream media is just beginning to talk about it. The linkage between the border, what's happening in the Mideast, terror, and homeland security. Do you know how easy it is to make a dirty bomb? Go to Google. Google it up. I mean, that's how easy it is. You don't have to have a missile. You don't have to have a sophisticated atomic weapon. You just need a bunch of dynamite and radioactive stuff and a place to set it off in a major metropolitan area. And you have a big wreck going. Next week, I'm going to have a show just on home security, family defense, and family survival, with a whole bunch of links. Some of you may poo-poo it and you may shake your heads, but there'll be a lot of good information there and a lot of good sources. You can pick and choose as you will, believe what you will, but I guarantee you, you'll get ideas that hopefully you'll never have to use, but one day may come in very handy for you and your family. In fact, some of them life and death for you and your family, particularly those of you in urban areas and suburban areas. So we have this huge threat by very competent enemies who have told us exactly what they are going to and want to do. And we have a porous border. You know, the last time I checked, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. All these stories, by the way, all these stories, though they are forefront, are obscuring yet other stories, which are key. That nobody, and I mean nobody, is talking about. I have articles below. Read the international section. Did you know that Europe is in a meltdown again? Go back into my archives. I was talking about Europe was going to come and bite us economically. I was talking about that 2 years ago. The pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And you know what? They're back. Portugal is in meltdown. You haven't heard anything about it on our news. Bonds are through the sky. They're about to default on national debt. The central banks over there, I did a whole show on this. Listen to it in the archives. It was a year and a half ago. Here it is today, and it's happening. The central banks of Europe have been buying the corporate, the state bonds, the national bonds of their home countries. In other words, the Portuguese central bank has been buying Portuguese government bonds. And you know what? All those banks have been rocked back on their heels. I talked 2 or 3 weeks ago about the fact that it's so bad, the European Union, the European Central Bank, has now gone to negative interest rates. Think about that, negative interest rates. If you're a bank, you have to pay to park the money overnight at the European Central Bank, which is kind of our Federal Reserve. Unheard of. But it tells you how desperate things are. And there's many more economic factors, and I'm going to do a show and try and keep it simple and probably have a national economist on sometime in the next month or two because of the war that's going on with inflation and deflation right now, and I don't want to go there. I just want you to know that Europe is tottering. The pigs are in trouble. Portugal is literally keeled over, and it's going to affect us. Just like I said, unfortunately, very unfortunately, a year and a half ago. All these stories have been obscuring, although it's now starting to creep into the news, the growing conflict between the Palestinians, Hamas, which is it's an Iranian militia, between Hamas and Israel. In other words, Iran and Hamas are taking advantage of the instability created by ISIS and Iran's penetration into the hierarchy of Iraq's government, who's going to turn to anybody to save their butts from ISIS, to further destabilize the Middle East. Our enemies are good. And I don't mean good as in angelic. I mean good as in proficient. They are, in fact, evil. But they're damn good at being evil. The other thing that's been obscuring is a very important story, which is this IRS story. You know, there's been document dumps by various agencies as Congress begins to close in here. And the private lawsuits begin to close in. With the aid of two courageous United States District Court judges, by the way, who I think have had about enough of the government. The lies, the distortions, the obfuscations, the exfoliation of of emails and other evidence. And there's now a resolution in the House of Representatives brought by a Texas congressman, which I agree with wholeheartedly, and that's to arrest and jail Lois Lerner. Absolutely. And they ought to send out a warrant for Eric Holder, who committed perjury, and they ought to send out a warrant for Clapper, who committed perjury, and they ought to send out a warrant maybe for the head of IRS, who, I'm not sure whether he committed perjury or he was just told what to say. I don't know. But he looks awful damn smug in those hearings. And none of what he says adds up with the facts. And everything he says is undermined by the next day's email releases, those emails that didn't get destroyed. And all those are going to surface. Mark my words, we're going to see them. And it's going to be ugly. What the Democrats want to do, they know they're going to come up. They know they can't hide them. They just want to get it till after the election. They got enough things going wrong right now. The president playing pool while the world burns. And did you know that all these stories are obscuring what's happening with the military? You know, they're these defense budget cuts, once again orchestrated by our friends Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Reed and Barry Obama. Did you know that they're starting to go into effect? Now, this is going to piss you off. I want you to think about this. Pretend you are an enlisted man, a non-com, or an officer. You're about to deploy to Afghanistan. You're about to go in harm's way for at least a year's war zone mission. And before you deploy, you are given a pink slip. You are fired from the military, even if you're a career military man. Effective when you return. I mean, the fact that our military is getting pink slips at all is just unbelievable with what's going on in the world. And you know, this is not an accident. It's on purpose, folks. All this stuff is choices. People have to choose to act and not to act. And it's all orchestrated. And it's so much at once, you can barely keep track of it. I mean, I follow this stuff, I can barely keep track of it. So you have our soldiers about to go overseas and put their lives on the line for a year getting pink slips. When you return home, you're fired. Now, how's that for motivating a fighting force? How's that for making sure that an officer is committed and focused on the job at hand, i.e. leading his troops and keeping them safe and accomplishing his mission or her mission when he's over there? I mean, this is a deliberate attempt, along with many other things that I've discussed in other shows, to demoralize our military at the same time that very purposely the Department of Homeland Security, Internal Revenue Service, EPA, Department of Commerce, for God's sakes, are getting MRACs, armored vehicles, over a billion rounds of ammo. In other words, the civilian security force that Barack Obama promised us, a civilian security force equal to or greater than the military in power. That's what he said. Google it up. You can listen to his own words. You can watch the video. And there's many of them. This is all by design. And this story, which I think is huge, has been covered up by all this other, I don't want to call it clutter, because it's all critical. And did you know Obamacare? This is another one. This is huge. Now, in addition to telling us we could keep our doctor, keep our policy, premiums would go down, keep our hospital, get better health care, blah, 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 you know, cover all these uninsureds, which he said something like 28 or 30 or 31 times. I mean, how many times does it matter that you lie, right? About the same thing, looking with big brown eyes earnestly into the camera. This is the same guy who told us 8 million people had enrolled. Have you noticed there's been like no talk of enrollment numbers for 3 or 4 months out of the administration? You know why? Because the real enrollment numbers now have been figured out by private think tanks, because there is a way to figure it out, even though they tell us that there isn't, at about 3.5 million, give or take 100,000. Who cares? Not only have their numbers been inflated by 60% in that regard, those 3.5 million that really did enroll and paid at least one premium, we don't have the numbers yet on how many people of them have stopped paying premiums. And you know the other thing that came out, buried in the news? 2.5 plus or minus 100,000 of them, 2.5 million of them, the computer systems and the protocols in place by HHS cannot verify whether or not they have the right policies, whether or not they qualify for assistance, and whether or not they're even eligible for Obamacare. In fact, some estimates run as high as 1.1 million of the 3.5 million are illegal aliens, non-citizens of the United States, non-residents of the United States. Where did that story go? Got buried by the rest of this. And it's huge. You know why it's huge? It's huge because it's going to affect your health care. It's going to affect your access to a doctor. It's going to affect how you care for your family. And it's going to affect your pocketbook, because wait till you see the premiums that are coming your way. Yet it's buried. A huge story is buried under these other huge stories. And then, of course, we have the what I call ground clutter distraction. We have Harry Reid standing up there, moron that he is, telling us that 5 white men on the Supreme Court have stripped women of their contraceptive rights. Well, first of all, Harry, the 5 justices who voted on this Hobby Lobby deal, one is black, that's Clarence Thomas, so you're kind of off on the basic facts. And Nancy Pelosi echoed it, although she didn't use the term white. She just said 5 men have stripped women of their contraceptive rights, and this is a scary court and a scary decision. Never mind that there was a couple of liberal votes in there with the 5. It was okay, though, when 5 guys voted for Brown versus the school district on civil rights, and it was okay when 5 guys voted for Roe versus Wade. I guess it just depends on the day whether 5 guys can vote or not, huh, Nancy? And Harry? And Harry, try and get the race thing right, you know? For someone who calls everybody else a racist, forgetting a black man and calling him white is pretty bad. So they're trying to gin up, you know, the women. And that's all a lie, too. I mean, big surprise. You've been stripped of your contraceptive rights, ladies? First of all, what self-respecting gal? Tell me, really. What gal who really thinks she can stand on her own 2 feet? Woman, hear me roar, which I'm all in favor of, by the way. Strong women rock. Who's going to accept the $10 a month for their contraceptives? I mean, really? You can take $10 a month? You can let the government control a very private aspect of your life by giving you money? Wow. Not me, if I were you. Not me, period. If I were me. But the bottom line is, nobody got stripped of anything. There are 20... give or take contraceptive deals that are mandated by Obamacare. And Hobby Lobby said they'd be happy to pay 16 of them, but the 4 that they considered to be against their religious edicts that have to do with kind of abortion type things, in other words, the egg is disposed of after conception, those they can't do. But women are still free to pick those 4. You can work for Hobby Lobby and you can use those 4 deals, but Hobby Lobby doesn't have to pay for them. I mean, isn't that the way it should be? complete freedom of choice, but you pay for it yourself. You make the choice, you suffer the consequences. I mean, isn't that kind of like standing on your own 2 feet? And by the way, I can use many examples about nonsense that men are awarded to by the government to get them under the thumb. This is all ground clutter. It's fundraising. It's whipping up the base, except that their base is rapidly diminishing. There's a lot of talk right now, you know, about impeachment. Stupid idea. First of all, the talk about impeachment is hot air. Here's the bottom line. You can't impeach a president unless you control both houses of Congress. And right now, the Republicans don't control the Senate. So the talk of impeachment is just, you know, flabbergasting, flapper-mouthing, waste of time. Now, the Boehner lawsuit, the lawsuit on constitutional overreach, particularly after the decisions, and there's been, I believe, 13 of them, slapping Obama down on constitutional overreach, a number of them 9-0 decisions, including this last one on the National Labor Relations Board. That is good. That's a good deal. I think they got a chance on that. And it should have happened long ago, to be quite honest with you. And I think throwing Lois Lerner in jail, and while you're at it, several other people too, that's a really good deal. I mean, this Congress really kind of has to stand up and protect the Constitution and protect itself as a legislative body, or they will cease to exist, along with the document, the Constitution that created them. But all this is getting lost in the clutter of these bigger, and by the way, quite important stories. Another story that got missed, all you vets out there, yet another scandal at the VA. I mean, it's bad enough that there are now up to 74, 75 facilities that magically, mystically, coincidentally were using the exact same system to gen bonuses for their employees by having two waiting lists and falsifying documents and losing documents. Now they found out that there's been tens of millions, it may be more than that, tens of millions of improper payments. We're not talking about bonuses to the frauds and the liars who had two lists. We're talking about other payments to other VA employees that were not supposed to be made according to their contract. Your tax dollars at work. And monies that are not available to treat vets. I mean, the purpose of the VA is not to make the people who work at the VA rich. The purpose of the VA is to provide care for veterans. So every dollar that's been diverted fraudulently, intentionally, negligently, ineptly, for reasons of personal greed, by bureaucrats at the VA who should never have been put in the position to begin with. They really are incompetent. That's a dollar that does not go to the care of vets. So you see all these stories, particularly the one about our security, which I think it's tough to choose the biggest story. I mean, do you choose the IRS attacking the First Amendment, or do you choose Obamacare dragging us into a black financial hole? Or do you choose the Mideast in shambles? Or do you choose what's happening at the... I mean, it's just one after another after another. I think the biggest one, though, because, you know, if you're not safe, then the next important thing is, and that's you're healthy, doesn't matter. You can't be healthy if you're not safe. And if you're not safe and healthy, you can't be prosperous. They're all tied in. The big tenets of American civilization, American society, American values are all tied in, right? The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. So you have to kind of, how do you eat an elephant? No pun intended. Or how do you eat a donkey? one bite at a time. And the first thing we have to do is be safe. And when I say be safe, it's without giving up our freedoms. There was another story that was buried by all this stuff, the NSA story. It seems their surveillance, which began by Clapper lying to Congress that there was no surveillance, and then Barry lying to us saying there was only a little surveillance. Now we find out that there's more surveillance even than people supposed. And all sorts of things. There's some articles down below on that too, and you should Google it up. I mean, there are too many articles on it for me to post. And they're not on the mainstream media, I guarantee you. But in the end, it comes down to security. And our security, the security of you and your family, particularly if you're in a suburban or urban area, is at risk. You have been put at risk by a so-called commander-in-chief and the minions that he has placed in positions of policy in his shadow government. And I hope and I pray that I am really, really, really upside down wrong on this. But I think the odds are we're going to have a major terror event or a series of major terror events. And you need to be prepared. And that's next week's show. Think about all these things I've talked about, how they're all interrelated, how they all play in one another, how some of them are dredged up at certain times to hide others. And then get out your pen and your piece of paper or your keyboard and write some letters, even if they're two sentences, to your congressmen and senators. And remember that every one of these policies that I've talked about today, what's happening in the world today, and yes, other people, it's been building for some time in some cases, and Republicans have made terrible mistakes too, but these aren't mistakes, folks, these are intentional. This is part of a plan, part of a process. You know, Stalin said, when he was doing his purges, 40 million people disappearing, you have to break some eggs to make an omelet. What you need to do for yourself, your family, and your country is to make sure you are not one of the eggs that gets broken. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. We'll talk to you next Saturday.